Guest number two of the evening, a young lady who goes by the name of Chloe Jack, is coming up next. First up, let's listen to her first musical selection of the evening. It's Alt J.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Kitty baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son. Big a battalini, mini, money, moe and flower, you're the chosen one.
Sound of Alt J here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that track was entitled Left Hand Free, and it was the first musical selection of my second musical guest of the evening. Good evening, Chloe Jack.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. All the better for having you here. And how
Thank
are you?
Very, very good.
Good stuff. Right, welcome to Phoenix FM, another Phoenix FM debutante
yes.
for the evening.
Yeah.
So, first things first, where did we get you from?
You got me from Ireland, from Dublin. Came over here about nearly two years ago, two years in October. And yeah, parents are French though, so you got a little bit of me from France as well. And yeah, good to be here.
And now you're here. You're just basically a nationality unto yourself.
There you go.
Righty.
A bit of a mess, really, but anyway. Won't say that.
No, I'm sure you're a mix in the best possible way.
Thank you.
And I think before we go any further, we should listen to you being a mix in the best possible way. Let's have a listen to your first for your first part of your repertoire. That's the term I'm looking for. What track are you gonna do for us first?
Cool. I'm going to do a song called Excuse After Excuse. So am I good if I'm like this, yeah?
Yes, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll be picking everything up in my headphones anyway, so don't worry about that at all.
Good,
that's a bit of boring radio talk for you people. You can imagine how much fun I am to hang around with outside of it. Never mind. Enough of me. More of her. Take it away. Chloe Jack here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
Yeah. Yes, I am to blame. I hold my head in shame. My sinful side prevailed, and I failed again. Well, excuse after excuse, now what's the use? The saying sorry every day. Well, I'm trying to explain, but I am digging my own grave. And as I fall into this sorry state of mind, well, I'm wishing I could take this back, undo, delete, rewind. And I am, yes, I am to blame. Well, I hold my head in shame. My eyes sinful sight, it prevails, and I fail again. Excuse after excuse, now what's the use? Sing my own guilt as your revenges, sweet as you intended. You see, guilt is not my friend, and I regret, obsessed, well, contest what I have done. Well, forgive me, I have sinned, but I am not the only one. And I am, yes, I am to blame. Well, I hold my head in shame, 'cause my sinful sight, it prevailed, and I failed again. Well, excuse after excuse, excuse after excuse, now what's the use?
Excellent.
Usually there's a solo in there by another instrument, so I'm not really sure what happened, but I think it's okay.
Righto. Well, if they couldn't make it, you managed fine on your own. That is Chloe Jack live in the studio here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that was her first session track for us, a track entitled Excuse After Excuse. And I think it's about time that I gave a shout out to Rock and Roll Andy, who's joined us in the studio. Not in the studio, he's joined us online. We wish you were here in the studio, Andy, but you're doing the next best thing by joining us online in the chat room. So he says, great stuff tonight. Nadia sounded great, and Chloe is sounding awesome too. And I'm also going to say hi to Flatfoot Mel and Hels Loz Heistu, who also join us in the chat room as well. You can join them by logging on to phoenixfm.com and clicking where it says listen live. Okay, so I think before we do anything else, Chloe, tell us a bit about who would you describe as being your musical influences?
I don't know, loads of people. I think it's quite a wide variety of people. I kind of listen to everything.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good. Lots of, at the moment, what am I listening to? Have you heard of Jessica Hoop?
Yes.
Yeah, I love her. I'm listening to her album quite a bit at the moment. I love that, like, really quirky singer-songwritery stuff. I guess that's...
They don't get much quirkier than Jessica Hoop.
No, they don't.
Highly recommended, listeners. We have played her on the show before as well.
She's amazing. I went to see her actually in Workman's in Dublin a while ago, and it was brilliant. She's completely mad. I mean, completely mad. No, she's cool. And then, apart from that, lots of people. Again, that I was listening to that Alt-J album today. I listened to it on repeat. It's really, really, really good. So kind of an influence from everything, I think.
Good. Well, it's good. It's good to have a good variety of influences, and I think that does come across in what we're hearing from you. You hinted there that there's normally a few other instruments with you. So kind of like what else do you normally have in your arsenal?
There can be. I was playing with a sax for a while actually. So he was doing a solo in that part, and that was pretty cool. He's fecked off to America. Can say that? That's not really a curse.
You've said it now. If she did offend anyone, then we apologise. But you can see she was trying not to.
Well, he's gone. I mean, gone would have been a lot easier. I don't know why I felt the need to say that. But he's gone to America now. He was great. He did a really good solo in that.
Right. Are you looking for a replacement saxophonist? Because bringing back the saxophone solo is probably something someone should do at some point.
This is true. Although, loads of people are doing it now, you know. Aren't they? I'm always hearing sax and stuff at the moment. I love it. Now I'm playing with a violin player. So she chucks a solo in there, which sounds amazing. It kind of varies, kind of mix and match, and we'll see what sticks. I think I'm hoping to record my album in the next few months if I can piece everything together. It looks like it's going well.
Good to
and
hear.
Then I guess that'll kind of be the definite sound, you know. Right now it's still quite open to different things. Hopefully that will tame it down.
Good stuff. What good choice of words there. Let's on the subject of stuff that you listen to, let's have a listen to your second musical choice of the evening. Tell us about Morrissey and Marshall. Probably not that Morrissey, and maybe probably not that Marshall that people are thinking of. So tell us about this.
These are two guys that are actually, they're from Dublin as well. I was playing a gig with them in the Boogaloo about a month ago. I'm actually playing there on Saturday with them again, I think it is. And they're brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Two guys, amazing harmonies, really, really good. This track is called High and Low, and it's the last one on their debut album. Well worth a listen to.
Here it is.
Very low and spoke to no one. Her heart and soul imploded, no lie. We don't know how such a tragedy could happen. A chemical imbalance in the mind. Because I've seen it with my two eyes. Thank you.
It is the sound of Morrissey and Marshall here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that track of theirs was entitled High and Low. And it was chosen by my second guest of the evening, Chloe Jack. So, Chloe, you mentioned during the last thing that you're currently getting set to record your debut album. So tell us more about that.
Well, I'm hoping to, yeah. Hopefully in the next few months. It's such a tough thing, though, because you have to get a fair bit of money together, which I don't have any of. I'm completely skinned. But I've got a producer who wants to work with me, and I'd love to work with him. We've done a few little things together. And an investor, potentially, who will invest. So it's kind of just a matter of drawing up contracts, and hopefully that they'll work. It feels like it will. And then having an album.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's fairly safe to say that I think everything's gonna fall in place for you.
Nice.
And let's speed that up a bit with another track.
Okay.
You can tell my links don't get any better, can't you?
No, that's perfect.
What track are you gonna do for us next?
I'm gonna try a slow one. This is probably a bit of a risky one, but I've kind of fancy playing it, so we'll see what happens.
Chloe Jack here on Phoenix FM.
Gone far away is any urge to make you stay. And this fortress I have built closes its doors, won't let you in, keeps you at bay. For you has gone, it's fallen underneath the covers of where we went wrong. No, my hands won't touch. Well, it's a shame, they know too much. This bridge that I had built now sits collapsed. These widened gaps make me release what I once clutched. My love, it's over. My love for you has gone, it's fallen underneath the covers of where we went wrong. Out of wands. Well, I have fallen out of love. I've fallen out of need. I've fallen out of
stuff. It is the sound of Chloe Jack here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Second track from her live in the studio. It was entitled
My Love It's Over.
My Love It's Over. Excellent. And when it comes to bringing your sound to the masses, what places have you been playing in recently?
I've been playing all over. I've been playing loads of gigs, actually. recently, what was the last one? I play in the Hawkhurst Vault quite a bit, which is this new little coffee shop. Two really good friends of mine actually set it up a few months ago. Really nice. It's just off Brick Lane. Super, super cool place to play. So on Saturdays, sometimes Saturday evenings, we get a bit of a bunch down, and it's a, kind of a lovely small venue, small gig, but really nice. And then other than that, lots of places.
Tell us, where have been your favourite places to play?
I love Underbelly in Hoxton's a really nice venue, isn't it? The stage there's cool, and there's a mirror so you can kind of check yourself out. I've done that a few times, I confess. Camden, I gig a good bit in Camden. I was in the Enterprise there the other night. Where else was I? Yeah, loads of places. I could keep going, but...
Well, what gigs have you got coming up?
Next one is in the Boogaloo again, actually, with Marcia Marshall, who you heard earlier on. That's on the 30th. Then I'm playing in Harrison's in King's Cross. That's on the 6th of October. That'll be cool. And then I'm playing in 93 Feet East, actually, with Nadia, who you heard earlier on. That's on the 9th of October. And then there'll probably be another Hawkhurst Vault gig in there. Yeah.
Right, yeah, well, certainly...
They're all the ones I can think of at the top of my head. That's not bad.
It's not bad at all. No, seriously. Well done there. Okay, well, I think to finish off, well, let's tempt people to come to at least one of those shows with another song. So what's the final track that you're going to do for us?
Final track is going to be Something in Sin. And, by the way, actually, I'm looking for a drummer. Really, your drummers, if there's any drummers that fancy playing.
Excellent. If there are any drummers, radio@phoenixfm.com, we will forward your details on.
Cool.
Excellent. For now, though, take it away. Chloe Jack here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
Thanks a minute. Sober thought as I'd grow older, I'd be wiser and know better. As for you, the drink has made you bolder. Your arm around my shoulder, I shouldn't, but I'm pressed tightly into you. We stumble home all alone as darkness gives itself to dawn. I give myself to you. We both know that this is wrong. Well, there is something in sin I won't let go, and it holds me tight in its grip, and I can't say no. So let's see to it that no one hears of this untold, with all the secrets that are sleeping streets must hold. Well, aware but lost in blurred lines, these bloodshot eyes reflect mine, and I'm helpless now that we are intertwined. We stumble all alone as dark gives itself to dawn. I give myself to you. We both know that this is wrong. Well, there is something in sin that won't let go, and it holds me tight in its grip, and I can't say no. So let's see to
as we walk, it's the twisted notion that we might be caught. And I dismiss all moral thoughts. Must hold.
That note at the end.
Well, it was rather good. As was the rest of the song.
Thank you. Thanks a million.
Excellent stuff. That is Chloe Jack here in the studio, here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that track of hers was entitled Something in Sin?
Yeah.
Excellent. So, where is the place that people can go to find out more about Chloe Jack online?
Best place is probably chloe.ie, chloe.ie. And then from there, there's the kind of Facebook page and whatnot.
Excellent. So, make sure you log on to that, people. I'm going to say a quick hi to Mel, who's joined us in the chat room, who's just put clapping. So, done well there. Yes, it was about you. You don't have to look around. Excellent. And Rock and Roll Andy says it's a stunning track as well. So, thanks for that, Andy. And where can people next see you playing live? Remind us of that, Chloe.
So, the Boogaloo on the 30th. Yeah.
Excellent. And if you have any shout-outs, do make them known.
Let's shout out to my flatmates, Claire and Stephen. They'll love that.
Consider yourself shouted out to, people.
Thanks a million.
Oh, more than welcome. Thank you. I think it's safe to say that the future very much starts here. Chloe Jack, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.